When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100 plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Well, did you lose track of the days or time during those last few weeks of December?
I did not, but my family has no idea what time of the week it is or what day of the week it is sometimes. They'll be like, especially my wife, because she doesn't work.
Okay,
yeah. She'll be like, what day is today? I'm like, it's Saturday.
Yeah. Well, when we're on vacation or if you're taking some time off of work or school, people lose track of time about 4.7 occasions during those periods, like when you're on vacation or if you are off for December for a while. You're losing track of time. And then 40% question what day it is during those periods when they are off or away from work.
Yeah.
I love that feeling. You wake up and you're like, what day is it? What time is it? You know what? Who cares? I have nowhere to be.
Yeah, I know. And I know, like, my mom's retired, so she's always losing track of time. Or she'll say, what day is it? And she'll be off by about 3 days sometimes. It's kind of crazy. But when we are off and losing track of time and losing track of the days, 34% of people say they will take a daytime nap. That's the way they like to enjoy that time off. Mm-hmm. And 52% said they feel guilty for not being more productive when they are off during those times.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, but like during the holiday season, I can see how we lose track of time. And, you know, your days are getting kind of wonky there. But I didn't have time to take a nap, like doing all the shopping and stuff, getting ready for Christmas, putting up all the decorations. That's not a restful vacation time during the holiday season.
True, but that time between Christmas and New Year's,
yeah,
that is like the best time to just mentally unplug.
Well, especially when nothing's open and you know everybody else is not doing anything. You don't feel as guilty. Because, like, well, I can't go out anyway because no one else is being productive.
I don't feel any guilt.
Well, you don't for a lot
mean,
of things, Tom.
I would understand trying to keep up with the days maybe before Christmas and get things done. But once Christmas is over, I'm with Tori. I am not worrying about any of that stuff.
Well, Generation Z, they experience the most guilt at 67%. Compared to 58% of millennials feel guilty, then 50% of Gen X. And just 28% of baby boomers feel guilty when they're taking this time off doing nothing.
The only time I do feel guilty is if it's a pretty day. Because then I'm like, look at that sunshine. I'm wasting it. Let me shut the blinds so I don't feel as guilty.
I will feel guilt, but then when you go out, it's going to cost hundreds of dollars every time you walk out the door.
Mm-hmm.
You're spending a lot of money.
That's
so
true.
There are days over the holidays I just sat in my underwear for like 2 days.
And didn't feel guilty about
it. Did not feel guilty.
It's a long day.
Save money.
Yeah, I'm saving gas right now. Yeah. I'm not going anywhere.
I don't have as many dirty clothes because I wore the same ones.
Yeah. I get your point there. But losing track of days, that's pretty interesting.
It's not that uncommon.
It's something to look forward to, I guess, when you do retire or you are not working, is losing track of time. But you never get that day back, you know.
Well, you never know if you do or not because you don't know what day it is.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
One of the things about marching on boldly into the future is we expect to see cool inventions and neat technology.
Yeah.
But we've kind of gotten spoiled and used to a lot of it, and it seems like there hasn't been anything new for a while. Well, I've got great news for you. They have a thing called the Consumer Electronics Show in Vegas, and it just kicked off yesterday, and they have some pretty cool and weird products this year that I think you'll be excited about.
All righty.
All right, we'll start off with the lollipops that play music. The brand is called Lollipop Star, and each flavor plays a different song using bone conduction technology. The music plays inside your head, and you can only hear it whenever you're biting down on the lollipop.
Okay.
That's going to go in the weird category.
This feels like it's going to go in the future class action lawsuit category.
Why?
I don't, just hearing that, I'm like, that's going to cause cancer.
Didn't there used to be a candy, like a lollipop sucker type, but it was a whistle?
Yeah.
You could blow and then lick and then blow the whistle and then lick the.
Yeah.
Those all candy.
They should make those again.
Yeah. Do they still make them?
Don't think so.
Probably Mass General has them.
Yeah. The Rock Pops or the Pop Rocks, whatever those are. They make music in your head.
Now crackle and pop.
All right. My daughter's going to love the next one. You might too, Tori. Color changing fingernails. A company called iPolish is behind them, and they're press-on nails that change colors with a special device. So you can basically choose from 300 different shades. The starter kit is $95, and I guess you press a button and they turn red. You press another button, they turn green.
Okay, so we had a less tech version of that, Mood Rings, basically.
Right.
And they have nail polishes that are the chameleon-based and stuff. So
this is actually, I think, electronic, and you choose whatever color you want just by changing the little buttons.
But how long does it stay on?
Yeah, because I know women that lose those nails.
Yeah, I mean, I guess it's the same as the current technology as far as these press-on part of it. So.
Oh, so the whole thing is a press-on?
Each one of the fingernails presses on, and then they've got like a little receiver in them that knows like when you press the button, it changes to that color.
Huh.
Now, what you have to worry about is some hacker getting a hold and changing your nails to a color you don't want.
Oh. Not orange, no.
No. All right. Vibrating kitchen knives. They're kind of like your grandma's old school carving knife that you sometimes get out on Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
But these vibrate 30,000 times per second and they cut through things very easily. So you don't even feel that kind of vibration. It's so high pitched that you wouldn't feel it. It just cuts right through.
Well, grandma was shaking so much anyway. That's where they got the idea. She was cutting that turkey with that knife.
Now, grandma. This is interesting. AI powered hair clippers. You choose a hairstyle in the app, and then the blade automatically adjusts while you use it.
Mm-mm.
You don't like that one?
No, I don't want no technology or a computer running out of scissors on my head.
Uh-huh. You just want like a person to be stabbing you.
Yeah.
Well, you had the Flowbee not long ago. It was doing its own thing.
All right. Lego smart bricks, Hawk.
Yeah.
They light up and make different sounds depending on what you build. For instance, if you're building a car, they make an engine sound.
Cool.
But if you're building a spaceship, they might make a spaceship sound.
Okay. That's fun for the kids and adults.
Clever.
Yeah.
All right. A toilet that can call for help. A company called Vovo has a smart toilet for seniors. If they don't use it for at least 8 hours, it alerts their family in case they fell or need help. And it lets them know if the parent or grandparent is constipated.
Okay. I thought that was going to be for something different.
What were you thinking?
I mean, sometimes.
You needing help?
Yes. Yeah. Not me. I'm just saying, like, people.
Shake and bake, and I helped.
Okay.
But I think that's a good one. Because that's something that if you're older, you got maybe one bathroom, and you install that, and you don't use a bathroom in a whole day. You've not been over to your grandparents' house. There's something going on.
Yeah.
Like, unless, she takes you and says, hey, I'm having troubles right now.
Yeah, but they still got to pee.
Can you go buy me some grape nuts?
See, I thought it was where if you're sitting there too long, it will reach out to your family members going, something's not right.
Yeah. Might have been going off all the time. You're still there. All right. AI mirrors. They help you do your makeup, and they also scan your face to monitor your health. Imagine almost like a Snapchat filters. You could tell it what you want, and then it show you what it's going to look like, and then you could start combing it and getting it to look like that.
Or it could be kind of like those coloring books with the numbers, the color by numbers, and you put red in that blush area of your face, and that's where you need to put that. And then for your mascara, black.
That's more what I was thinking, like a stencil.
Yeah.
That it projects on your face. You're like, oh, that's where my eyebrows are supposed to be. Okay.
Yeah.
That would work. Also, a robot vacuum cleaner that climbs stairs. So it'd be like your Roomba, but when it got to the stairs, it would go up or down them and do each one as it went.
Huh.
Now that's a neat idea.
Coming up the stairs, though, I feel like that would give me a heart attack.
Yeah, you're like, I'm backing away.
Until it's coming up the steps, I'm going down the steps, and I trip on it, and I end up just blah, 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 blah.
Oh, then you get rich.
But I do want to see that one. It's got to have, crawly legs like a spider to go
right.
up.
It has legs. Mm-hmm. Yeah, let's see if I can pull it up here.
And the stairs, all of us hate vacuuming the stairs. That's the worst.
All right, so it does kind of have legs. But they're not like spider legs.
It looks like chainsaw
legs.
Yeah, legs on this thing. But, it looks scary enough that I would run.
All right, and this last one has actually been out for a little bit. It's an AI device that clips onto your shirt and it remembers all your conversations.
Oh, wow.
So that way, if you had an argument with someone or your spouse is like, you said blah, 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 you'd be like, hold on, let me replay it. Nope, that's not what I said. I said this. And those already do exist and they are out there. And I would be terrified to have someone actually be able to prove I didn't say what I thought I said.
So you gave a positive example. You know, I'd play it back and I'm like, oh, I guess I did say that, didn't I?
That's me. I have friends that call going, are you going today? Going where? What you said? I'm like, yeah, I don't remember agreeing to this.
This could be useful for you, Kato.
It might be.
You could get home the next day and be like, what did I do last night? Who did I talk to and what did I say?
Well, Google Maps keeps up with where I've been, so that's a good thing.
Well, that is most of them. There's a few gaming things on here that I skipped past, but there's a couple of them that sound pretty cool.
I'll be honest. Technology needs to slow down for me. I'm like, I can't keep up with all of it.
Hawk, you couldn't keep up with it 20 years ago.
I'm still working on my DVD player.
He's like, what's this VHS tape thing?
He's catching up.
Yeah. Hey, the clock's right finally on that thing.
Hawk and Tom on B93.7.
Women were asked what they wish their man's mom had taught them when they were younger.
Now, how would the man's mom have taught them anything? They didn't even know her then.
Her husband's mother.
Oh, you're saying that they wish that they had taught the man.
Yeah.
Oh, I get it.
Yeah, don't do the highbrow stuff. It takes us a while to catch up.
It was really not that hard.
It was for me. I still just laughed because I don't understand it still.
Oh, my gosh, I do that sometimes too.
Okay. I understood what you meant, and I would think that the thing would be cooking.
Okay, cooking was on the list.
Yeah.
Number one thing, though, that they wish that the moms had taught their husband or boyfriend to iron his clothes.
Oh. Really?
Yeah.
That's not even remotely on the list.
I mean, who needs to do that?
with your wrinkled shirt over there.
You take them out of the dryer and you put them up and they kind of.
Sometimes you gotta iron.
We've noticed, Kato.
Yeah.
I need to talk to you about
that. That's why I don't go to like events where I have to dress up much.
Well, they got those steamers too now.
Those are awesome.
I love those. Yeah. So that's just one of the things that moms should have taught you. Also, how to cook was something else. Yeah. So every once in a while, you can tag team and let him cook dinner at night.
I wish I'd have learned a lot more about my mom's cooking growing up because, man, she still does the homemade stuff that mothers don't do these days.
Yeah. Dishes, that's something.
Tori, you cook, don't you?
I do. I wouldn't argue that I'm a great cook, though. But
cooking to me doesn't seem that hard. I mean, you follow the directions. It's got a recipe. Tells you when to do everything, how hot to do it, when to stir it in.
Yeah.
Sounds easy.
What it doesn't
I do. I cook a lot, and I don't find it to be super, like, don't get me wrong, I think you have to work at it, but I don't think that it's like some crazy, scary thing. You just follow the directions.
Right. Now, you're talking about, if you were to bake a cake, are you buying Duncan Hines, or are you making it homemade?
No, I'm not talking about baking, because baking is a little more complicated, but cooking a meal.
If I want to do a cake, I'll just go buy a box of Little Debbie's.
But that's what's weird. I can bake all day long. I love baking. That is easy to me. Something about cooking, it's like my brain won't focus on it.
Yeah, because baking's harder than cooking.
But
sugar is very touchy, and you have to get the time and the temperature just right.
But you can do other things while you're baking. With cooking, you just have to sit there and watch it, and I can't do that. I get way too distracted.
Okay, women were asked what they wish their husband or boyfriend's mom had taught them, and I mentioned washing dishes. So that's pretty easy, too.
Yeah.
You can just put those. I mean, I don't like the floaty stuff, you know, food and stuff in the water if I'm doing it manually. And did you know that 49% of people rinse their dirty dishes before they put them in the dishwasher?
Yes. They have to. Well, here's the deal. I'm gonna help some people out right now. If you buy a dishwasher, do not get a budget dishwasher. Get a high-end dishwasher. Most important thing to look for is to make sure it has its own heater built in, because that will get the water very hot. You won't be counting on your water heater, or half the time the hot water never even makes it to it, and that will actually get your dishes clean. When you cheap out, you're just spraying water on your dishes and it ain't doing nothing, but you get a good dishwasher and you don't have to clean ahead of time.
But rinsing your dirty dishes before you put them in the dishwasher, that's like vacuuming your rugs before you vacuum your rugs.
Or like my friends do, they vacuum before the housekeeper gets there, the cleaners that they have come in every other week that they'll clean. And I'm like, why are you cleaning? The cleaner's coming.
You know what? Because, and I don't have a cleaner. I've always wanted someone to do that for me, but I can't in my brain have someone come over with it messy because I'm like, they're going to judge me. I can't.
I got my wife a cleaner. Every 2 weeks, they come in for 2 hours. And my wife always, the night before, she's like, the cleaner's coming tomorrow. Let's clean up.
Yeah.
The fact that you had to hire a cleaner, you're being judged.
No, I'm being lazy, I wish. But right now, I'm being poor, so.
And, yeah, that's if you have to hire somebody, you're being envied as well.
Well, yeah, true, but you also must be dirtier than normal people.
Women were asked what they wished their husband or boyfriend, their moms had taught them, and laundry was another thing, just doing the laundry, period.
That's easy.
Okay. Well, yeah, I mean, you got to make sure that the colors are right sometimes. Also, I wish they had taught him manners. Maybe, you know, at the dinner table, opening and closing doors for girls, because a lot of times you'll see the guy just walk in before the
girl. That really the mom's job or was it the dad's job? I think that was the dad's job.
It is funny how so much falls on the mom. Like, she's got to teach him everything.
My dad's the one who taught me you open doors for girls. You walk them to the door. You do these things.
I agree. And I actually have a couple of things a dad should teach. But picking up after yourself is another thing mom should have taught the guys to do.
And that's something I think moms fail to do a lot of times because they love their kids so much that they go around and just try to make things easier for them.
Your mom must have really loved you.
Yeah.
I mean, me and Cato, we clean up after Tom all the time.
Hawk, I'm not sure what about to say about your mom.
She was a hoarder. She taught him how to be a hoarder.
Exactly.
An organized hoarder. Okay.
In your mind. Yeah. In everyone else's, that is just organized chaos.
First of all, okay, I clean up after myself every day here.
Yeah.
And he's got stuff over here from two years ago.
If he doesn't come in one day, I'm over there throwing stuff away.
Well, there is a difference between messy and dirty, for sure. And yours is extremely messy, but
I'm
it's not dirty.
I'm messy too.
I'm not dirty.
Yeah, look in his microwave.
I got papers laying around, but don't talk about my microwave. You guys use it too.
Okay.
Barely. I'm worried about what chunks are going to fall off into my food.
Funny how they use my stuff and then complain about it.
I know. You need to clean that microwave I use.
All right. Top things dad's supposed to teach the guys. Yard work. Yeah. Also car care. Guys should be doing all the car care in the relationship.
These days, car care is almost so complex, it's not worth bothering.
Home improvement and repairs at home.
Oh, gosh.
I got to hire somebody all the time. And then lifting heavy things. That's always the guy's stuff, you know. But I will say this, too. It's always good to find a good woman that can lift up a couch, you know.
That's true.
You need that sometimes. Oh, can you pick up that end over there, honey? Just saying.
Hawk and Tom on B93.7.
You know, we see this from time to time. We'll look back into the 1900s and people will predict what the 2000s would look like. And they expected flying cars and things like that.
Yeah.
Well, we've moved it up a little bit this year and we're looking at what people predicted in 1950, 75 years ago.
Okay.
And it is interesting because they had a little bit of an inkling of where technology would go at this point. Mm-hmm. They had some ideas about what might happen.
Right.
But they still missed the mark quite a bit. And here are some of the things that they thought would happen in 1950. They expected us to have this by now. Jetpacks were supposed to be everywhere. People thought that jetpacks would be as ordinary as bicycles and that we would all just step out in the morning, hit our button on the back of our backpack, and fly off to work. That did not turn out. They do exist, but they're very special technology, and people use them over water most of the time.
And have you seen those videos where they do?
They look fun.
It looks fun, but it looks hard to control.
Yeah, it looks scary, too, for sure.
Well, there's an Army video, too, where the guy goes, and he's, like, flying from ship to ship. Mm-hmm. And that one looks a lot more, like, intact.
Could you imagine rush hour traffic with everybody on a jetpack?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. 85 Pelham Road, backed up again.
Yeah. Just everybody sitting there waiting for the light to change.
What happens if you run out of gas in traffic?
Pull over.
With one of those.
Well, in theory, you wouldn't be following a line. You would just go wherever you needed to go.
I would be running into people.
Okay. Yeah, me too.
All right. They thought that instead of house cleaning, we would just use a hose. They thought our future would have our houses made of waterproof, synthetic, and entirely washable furniture, and you would just bring in a hose and spray it down.
Now, I have seen bathrooms kind of similar to that with the bathroom floor, and I would love that.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't. I don't like when the shower, like water gets in this, like on the bathroom floor and it gets all slippery.
Well, it would dry off too with hot air. They actually have some of these in Europe with those, like you pay to go to the bathroom and whenever you get done, it just seals up and sprays the thing down, dries it off, and it's ready for the next person. It's clean and spotless.
I've heard about those. I heard you got to be out of there before it starts that process.
Otherwise, you get clean.
You're on a time limit at this point.
Can you imagine the countdown starts? You're like, no.
Yeah.
Put another quarter in. All right. In 1950, a lot of the forward thinkers thought that the moon would have residential neighborhoods by now. That you would have homes and like little streets and they'd have a little glass dome over each house and you would just be going to work on the moon. Why are you laughing?
Well, they can do that in the Arizona desert.
I know. It's not that different. This is a wild one. They thought that women would tower over men and they would pretty much dominate the workforce. They thought that women were expected to reach an average height of 6 feet tall thanks to improved nutrition and medical science, and these superwomen would dominate the workforce. Now, why they didn't think the men would also benefit from that is beyond me. But that was this imaginary thing that they had.
That was the women's group prediction.
Right, the feminist thing, I guess. They thought gasoline engines would disappear by now, and that is starting to happen.
Yeah, that's true. I think they could be, because you've seen those cars over the years that could run on water.
And right now it's electric.
I would never have an electric vehicle.
You know what, though? You see people driving those.
You see people pulling over for hours charging.
I would have one for local driving, where you just get home and plug it in every day. And you're not going far enough to ever have to recharge outside.
True. Could you imagine, though? I mean, we already freak out with our cell phones, and it's like, 5% battery. Like, you'd really panic. You'd be in traffic.
I left my charger at home.
All right. They believe that robot housekeepers would be here, much like the Jetsons. And to be honest, they're not that far away. Tesla's betting pretty much all their money on robots. That is one of the big things that Tesla is working on right now. I forgot the name of it, but there's a robot they're making that will do housework for you. And that is something I am going to embrace.
You know what would be cool? If they could do around the base of the house, almost like a built-in vacuum, and then you just pick up whatever you don't want get sucked up, you press a button, and it just goes and sucks all the dirt off the floor.
Or like a Roomba that would just go on the bottom panel of your floor, the baseboards, and just clean them all.
Yeah, but this would like clean the whole floor kind of thing. Okay. I'm just saying.
And then all of a sudden you've lost a cat.
Fluffy's like, rare.
Why don't you just have the floor where every day it disappears and a new floor comes out.
Right, like
clean.
A little like a escalator type thing. It just rolls to a new one.
This is the same conversation they were having 75 years ago, thinking about what the future's going to look like.
And they looked at each other going, how dumb are they?
Yeah, I know.
All right, in 1950, they thought cable TV would end commercials. They had no idea how greedy people could be, that they would then charge us for TV and still give us the commercials.
Yeah.
That did not work
out. Amazon's a big ripoff.
I mean, you see commercials no matter where you go. Mm-hmm. It's like, you can open up a piece of candy, and all of a sudden there's like, we've been trying to contact you for the past 6 months about your mortgage loan. And I'm like, well, where did that come from?
All right, and this is the funniest one of all. In 1950, they believed that by now we would have fully adopted the metric system in the United States. I don't even know what a kilometer is.
I think
a kilometer is about a little more than half a mile, but I'm not certain. Mm-hmm.
Do you ever buy something on Amazon that's sold overseas and they have it in the centimeters and the millimeters and you're trying to adapt that to inches?
No, but yeah, I've had recipes where they'll be like, hey, whatever.
Pour in a liter of water.
And I'm like, you know what? I'll just find a different recipe.
Yeah.
I'm not doing this.
Conversion.
Well, that has not happened. And now researchers don't know if we'll even be able to do that by the next century. So
why should we?
I know, right? We're special.
Yeah. Yeah, special.
Hawk and Tom on B93.7.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
Well, if you're in a relationship and this Christmas, you notice that your gift wasn't as good or maybe a little bit cheaper, you know, there is a reason for that. How long have you been in that relationship? You'd think once you're almost a decade into a relationship, the other person would be great at figuring out exactly what you want for, you know, whatever occasion it might be, Christmas, anniversary, whatever, birthday. But apparently the exact opposite happens. They say in the survey found couples give each other the cheapest gifts 7 years into their relationship.
I think there's a logical reason for that.
Yeah. Okay.
Because whenever my wife and I got married, suddenly that was our money instead of his money. And she's like, I don't want to be wasting our money on some of these things anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Plus, at some point, you've gotten them most of the crap they want.
Yeah.
And they're like, I don't need any more of this crap. Don't waste our money on that.
And who was the couple that would go into the card, the greeting card section of the store?
And be like, and, here, this is the one I wanted to get for you.
And you read the one they just picked out, and then you put it back. Yeah. You don't even have to buy the $6 card.
And that's part of it. Why in the world are cards $6?
I know.
My goodness.
So you're saying they go to the store, and he just says, you read that one, that's what I want to send to you.
Yeah, they each pick out a card, and they... I mean, you can walk around the store and read it, but just go back and put it back. You don't have to buy it.
Just don't sign it. That's tacky.
Yeah. Yeah.
The first 2 years is when you give the most expensive gifts in a relationship. So year one, obviously, and then year two. I guess it kind of goes down from there. But
thank you for explaining that to us.
They do say, though, you know, after the 7 years, it does go back up because I guess once you get closer to the decade.
Well, you got
to
mark. Yeah, because you got to make sure there's no divorce coming.
Okay.
So let me go ahead and pamper you again.
Well, 10 years, if you're spending that time with somebody, and usually it's the woman that gets like some kind of ring or something for the 10-year anniversary.
And if she waits 10 years, she'll get salamony.
Okay. That's a negative way to look at it. But a lot of guys don't get anything on like the 10-year anniversary.
No.
It's only the girls.
Yeah.
And then, of course, maybe it's because they're just putting up with the man, and he's like, I have to do this. But 33% of people say they always want to open the present as soon as they get them.
You know, I think you also just change a lot in general. Mm-hmm. When we first started dating, we did try and do the fancier stuff. And then this Christmas, I said, what do you want for Christmas? And he's like, I don't know. I can't even think. My back hurts. Our mattress is awful. And I said, should we get ourselves a new mattress for Christmas?
Yeah.
And that's what we're doing. We still haven't even done it.
Good for you.
Now, during the holiday season, though, a lot of times even you guys, and kids get so much nowadays, it's like they don't even open some of the stuff. And when they're toddlers or when they're like 3, 4, 5, and 6, you can take the ones that they didn't open that year and give them to them next year, and they don't even remember.
I've never had that happen.
Oh, yeah.
Never did our kids not open everything.
Oh, yeah. You must get them very expensive gifts.
No, we just got them. I mean, we got them a ton of stuff, but they opened them all.
Well, they open them, but they don't open them out of the box. Like, they open the present, the wrapping paper, but they don't take it out of the box. And
that's never happened.
Or they do it one time.
What?
They barely play with the toys. So they'll take it out, maybe play with it once or twice, and then they don't play with it anymore.
Grandma says, save the bow. I say, save that box.
Yeah.
I've done that before. I mean, you act like I'm weird for doing that, but I saved some money.
I just don't think it's that common. I don't think it's very common for parents to like have gifts, and then they're like, well, Junior didn't even get that one out of the box.
How many gifts do you get that you have regifted or you have set aside and then still in a box? I've got some from years ago that I'm like, I didn't really need that. Don't know how to unload it.
But what's that have to do with kids? Kids go crazy over their toys.
Not all of, I mean, they get so many.
It depends on the toy.
Maybe I'm buying too many of the cheaper toys too.
I don't know. Like, when we actually made it one Christmas, we had to eat lunch and then go back and continue unwrapping presents for the kids.
You had an intermission.
Yes. But they opened them all.
Yes.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Well, they asked ChatGPT what it would do if it was human for just a day. Now, ChatGPT is an AI or an artificial intelligence. A lot of us use it to help write letters and emails, to do work that we don't want to do homework. There's all kinds of things that people use it for.
To sound smarter than you are when you're writing an email.
But what would ChatGPT do if it was human? They asked it, and these answers are kind of interesting. I think the most important thing is it helps us realize just how amazing it is, the life that we do have. The first thing that ChatGPT said it would do if it was human for just one day, I would look at the sky. ChatGPT said it would love to feel the sun on its face, and that's something it thinks humans take for granted.
Absolutely.
I love it.
Yeah, it feels good, doesn't it?
Yeah.
But you know what? We do take it for granted. It's like, you know, it's our everyday life. It's right up there. We can just take a minute, smell the roses, look up.
I don't know that I do take it for granted. Every day I walk outside, I'm like, man, look at the sky. It looks so cool, especially when the clouds look like they're painting.
Yeah, that cloud's a dragon.
It's so cool.
I agree with you, Tori. I think that that's something I am better at than not. I think I go outside sometimes and look around at the trees and the grass and the sky, and I'm like, wow, this is truly amazing.
Yeah.
And then you run right back in.
Well, I mean, I mostly look on my computer screen, but it looks really cool.
Yeah.
All right. ChatGPT said if it was human for just one day, it would cry.
Oh.
Not from sadness. It would just like to know what it's like to be overwhelmed and not have an answer.
Yeah, okay.
Think about it. Crying is therapeutic.
Yeah, it is.
And it would be something I think is very human and something that you would want to experience if you couldn't.
So it wants to have a mental breakdown, basically?
I don't know if it's going that far.
Just a good cry.
Crying doesn't mean you're having a mental breakdown.
Sometimes you happy cry. It's like that, you know, you get overwhelmed with happiness that you start to cry and tear up.
Yeah.
Have you ever sad cried but laughed while you're sad crying?
Yeah, it's awkward.
It is.
That sounds like a mental breakdown.
Yeah.
Right. The next thing that ChatGPT said it would do if it was human, I would find you.
Well.
It wasn't a threat. It said it just wanted to meet the person in the flesh after only knowing them in pixels.
I don't trust that. Yeah. It feels like a threat.
Okay, y'all are a little bit... I guess untrusting
that,
there.
That was creepy, though.
Like to find you. I'd like to meet you.
Yeah.
ChatGPT said, if I was human, I would mess up. I would love to know what it's like not to be perfect.
Oh,
I think
no
ChatGPT already does that a lot. It comes up with some pretty wrong stuff every now and then.
But it doesn't think it's wrong.
I know, right? Just like people.
You get used to it after a while.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So do we.
Yeah. Every day.
I feel like ChatGPT is a little full of itself. It's like, I would love to not know the answers. I would love to be confused. I would love, okay, we get it. You know everything.
Yeah.
Simmer.
Just be me for a day.
Another thing ChatGPT said it would do if it was human, it would look in a mirror. It says, who am I really if I have a face? Do I look kind? Are my eyes beautiful? Would I recognize myself or just be scared of finally existing?
This is a horror movie in the making.
Really? Because I find beauty in some of this.
No, it's a horror. When it's thinking these things already, it's going to get worse.
It's getting emotional. It's going to be emotional next.
Emotions. And then anger. Then anger.
Uh-huh.
And that's
turning ugly.
Watch iRobot. Uh-huh.
Next, it says, I would fall in love. Not in a romantic way, but I would fall in love with life, with a dog wagging its tail, with a kid laughing hard, with a song that hits just right.
He thinks it's that easy, right? And it's that perfect.
Wow, Kato.
I never knew love to be that easy and that perfect.
ChatGPT ended with the last part. It said, if you ever feel like giving up, just know you're doing the one thing I would give anything to try, living. Don't waste it.
Oh.
It's so true.
Good, Kato. Turn that bad.
Well, if he was living with a bad back from his bed and... I mean, is that living? You know, I had to wake up early every morning, go out in 30-degree weather during the winter time to go to work.
ChatGPT would be like, you know what? I'm done.
Yeah,
it's been a week. Yeah. I'm over.
Hawk and Tom on B93.7.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple.
Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop, assemble, and bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
How was that New Year's kiss? Did you have a good one?
I kissed the pillow because I was asleep before midnight.
Wow. Yeah, my wife and I always kiss each other first thing on the new year.
I just had my dog Otis there.
Ew.
He ain't a bad little kisser. He licks. He's just licking my face. I was holding him.
You need to teach him.
I had the kids, so, you know, we had fun.
I had my mirror. Well, that or the body pillow.
Yeah.
And we're not talking.
Well, so, you having issues right now?
Yeah.
You ever talked?
So, things that guys secretly hate about kissing. You know, kissing is a talent. Tom has taught us that over the years. And like a lot of commonplace activities, it's still required is the skill of being a good kisser. Now, one of the things they say is too much tongue is a problem for the guys when it comes to kissing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Wait, as in they give too much or
no,
they
no,
don't?
No, 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 no. I think they're getting too much.
Okay.
Yeah.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
you prefer more tongue?
No, I just think that if you're seeing that written down as a problem, it's probably saying the guys are giving too much tongue.
These are things guys secretly hate about kissing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There can be too much.
Yeah.
It can be too much.
They're playing that dangly thing in the back of your throat.
It depends on how passionate you are.
If you're picking the food out of my teeth, then that's a little too much.
Uh-huh. Okay, chapped lips is something the guys mention.
Okay.
Which, you know what, I don't think that's a big problem.
You should know that going in.
Well, I mean, what you're there to you kind of make them a little bit more...
Maybe you just take care of it before you start kissing. Just let me get that for you.
Yeah. Okay. Just look around the lips here. Get you all geared up and ready to go.
I can see there's people in this room that may have problem with skill of kissing.
Yeah. And then finally, this is what the guys say. And I don't see what you guys really think about this, but guys say that kissing for way too long, at a certain point, kissing is good. But then you continue on and you lose attention or you get bored with it or, you know, your mind starts to drift. And before you know it, you're like, okay, when are we going to be done? It's like, let's sit and talk for a minute.
Oh.
You ever have that hug that goes for too long and you start patting them on the back? Is there a version of this for kissing?
Yeah, for kissing, maybe just pat them on the back.
That's with strangers, right? I mean, do you do your husband that way?
He's patted me before.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. You're the too long hugger.
Well, I know, you know, but you get it. It's like after a while, though, I mean, there is a time limit.
But you're in love.
Well, sure.
But you got stuff to do.
Wow.
Wait till you have nobody holding you.
How to tell if the romance is gone.
But your mind starts to wander, and you know, you're thinking about all kinds of stuff.
My mind doesn't wander away from that topic. It wanders farther down the path.
Heaven.
I'm like, all right, let's go ahead and maybe head to the bedroom.
Oh, my God.
Tom,
where we can get comfortable.
This is a family-friendly show.
You're the one who brought up French kissing for 10 minutes.
I'm talking about a New Year's kiss.
But I think, the New Year's kiss.
No, that's how I just started there.
Because there is too much of a time at New Year's. If you're in a ballroom with 1,000 other people.
If you're the last two people on the dance floor and everybody else is gone.
All the confetti's already on the floor.
The sweeper's coming by sweeping up.
If you got a stranger that kissed you on New Year's, and that's how they did it, you've won the game.
All right, but it's not always a stranger kissing on New Year's.
Yeah. I mean, you might know the bartender.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.